Ooh, creepy. Written and directed by first-timer Jordan Peele, best known as one half of sketch comedy legends Key and Peele.
So he got straight killed.
Get Out is a quiet psychological mystery thriller based on a simple idea. A young interracial couple heading off to meet the girlfriend's family for the very first time. Chris, British actor Daniel Kaluuya, is African-American and a bit apprehensive about all this because his girlfriend Rose, played by Alison Williams from HBO's Girls, is white enough to, well, star in HBO's Girls. And Chris should be apprehensive because this is where this all turns into a horror film. But don't be afraid. It's not a horror film in typical slasher fashion or even the jump scare frightened porn of stuff like Paranormal Activity. Get Out's a horror film more in the way that it looks at how attitudes about race, even those delivered with the best of intentions, impact life in ways we might not notice. In particular, the images of old white folk treating Chris like a curiosity, legit unforgettable. And the film ratchets up the tension and drama in a way that's more riveting than a year 10 metalwork class. Its idea of the sunken place is magnificent as well, as a racial and cultural allegory being trapped by circumstance and unable to do anything about it. So by the time you get to its heart-in-mouth perfect final act, you'll be hooked more than a fish on Escape with E.T.
G'day, welcome to the show.
And I'll tell you, that final scene, whew, it delivers Get Out's message in a way that won't leave you quickly. It's like herpes, but good. Catherine Keener and Bradley Whitford are perfect as Rose's typically white liberal parents, Missy and Dean, while Lil Rel Howery from The Carmichael Show steals this show as TSA Officer Rod. It means Get Out's acted, plotted and scripted more logically and airtight than a Vulcan orgy.
You're in the hands of an adolescent.
Thing is, the most important part of Get Out is how Peele looks at the ideas of privilege and class in a way that's smarter than just about anything you'll come across this or any other year. And that kind of sucks, right? Because stories that challenge people's preconceptions and prejudices towards race and culture should already be everywhere, and should already be getting lots of attention. Because Get Out's not going to make as much money as the next Fast and Furious, but hot damn, even if you really, really love fast cars and Vin Diesel talking about Mi Familia, Get Out will have a longer impact and make you think much harder. If nothing else, you'll never think of your next visit to the prospective in-laws the same way, that's for damn sure. Especially if they're having a seemingly impromptu family gathering. So, Get Out scores 5 out of 5 Sunken Place Memorial Teacups.